This is Ginger Collins.
Good afternoon. This is Diamond with customer service returning a phone call. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I had canceled some product last month, and I was told that they would give me a credit and stop charging in December, and I just received my December bill, and they're still charging me.
Okay. May I have your first and last name again?
It is Ginger Collins.
For security purposes, to make sure I'm on the correct account, may you please verify your address for me?
It is 3030 Monarch Drive, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Please bear with me in advance. My system is moving slow. I got the account pulled up. I'm just trying to get into the account so I can see the charges.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And what was your name, please?
Diamond.
Diamond? Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Just letting you know that I'm still here. I'm just waiting on the account to load up so I can see the charges.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. The account is canceled out, but a refund was never issued out.
So when I spoke with, I tried to call back on November the 30th and left a message for a call back. And then I finally, I guess, spoke with somebody on 12/3 to cancel. And then I never did get a confirmation. They were supposed to send me a confirmation number. So I finally reached somebody on 12/30 and she gave me a confirmation number. And she said they could not credit, obviously going all the way back to November, but they would credit the 12/27 charges back for 119.85 and 119.85, that she would stop those charges. And they were still on there, and there's no credit.
Yes, ma'am. I can offer you a 75% refund on those two charges.
Well, she said she was supposed to have refunded everything.
Yes, ma'am. I can't do the full refund.
Okay. So you'll do a 75% off of both of the two charges, and then I'll have no more charges. I shouldn't have anything in January. Is that correct?
You're not going to have anything in January. It's canceled out. The membership is canceled out. The 30-day supply, all that is canceled out. It's just there was never a credit back.
Okay. All right. So how much of the credit will I see go back?
I'm going to give it to you in just one moment. It's going to be $89.96.
And will you do that on both? There were two charges.
That's going to come back to you two times, $89.96.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. And that takes about how long before I'll see that?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm going to give you 2 more cancellation numbers on these 2 charges.
Oh, perfect. Okay. That'd be great.
1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just trying to double check to make sure that when you talked to the person back then that it was canceled out. And
okay.
That's why we're still sitting here, because I'm just trying to basically make sure that it is canceled out and all your future charges will stop, especially of the ones that's of today.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Again, I'm sorry for the wait. It's still loading. I'm working on your refunds now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The one, those cancellation numbers, C as in Charlie, 663-509-743. And the other difference is that the other one is the last 2 digits is 63.
So it's 66. I'm sorry, C66350-9763.
Yes, ma'am. That's for the first one. That's for the first charge. It's for the first credit.
And the go ahead.
And the next credit, basically the difference in the numbers is that is the 6, is the N, is going to be a 4.
Six, it's going to be 4.
No, ma'am, it's going to be 743 instead of 763.
743 instead of 763. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. You'll receive those in 3 to 5 business days. It is notated that if you don't receive those, basically you can give us a call back and see to double check that it did process. And then if it did process, you can go, they're going to give you instructions to call your bank.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.